Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. We are going to think in this podcast about the idea of saints. And when I say that, I don't mean saints as in the way that other churches understand them. I mean biblical saints. And I think that this is unfortunately something that we don't think about all that often, probably because the term is just used by other churches in a way that is completely not biblical. And so because of that, we have just kind of taken the word out of our vocabulary. I mean, when was the last time you used it? When was the last time you talked about saints? And yet what's fascinating is, in Scripture, the saints are actually us. You know, in Romans chapter 1, consider how Paul addresses the believers in Rome. Romans chapter 1, verse 7, he says, "To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints." So those believers in Rome have been called to be saints. They had joined the family of God and were now considered saints. Now you might say, oh, well, wait a minute. It says called to be saints. And so that doesn't mean that they were called to join this group and thereby when they joined the group, they became saints. But it means that in being part of this group, they are waiting to become saints. And yet interestingly, when you start looking at Paul's addresses to the other believers, he seems to explain this term or use this term in a way that shows that, in fact, he was talking about right now they were saints. So, for example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he begins his epistle by saying that this epistle is written not just to the Corinthians, but to all the believers who are in Achaia. Now notice what he calls them. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 says, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the church of God that is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in the whole of Achaia." And so Paul refers to these people as saints. So whenever he's writing an epistle, this is how he addresses the people to whom he is writing. They are the saints. Now, again, because the term is used by other churches, perhaps we don't want to use that. And really, I think a more literal translation of the Greek word would be holy ones. And so it's a term that we really want to think about and that we really want to use because when we think about ourselves as saints, that should remind us of what we are supposed to be. We are holy people. We are the holy ones, God's special people that he has chosen for himself to be different. We are God's saints. We are God's holy ones. And I think that that's really important that we characterize ourselves that way, that that's how we begin to see ourselves. Because sometimes we start saying things like, oh, well, you know, I'm a sinner. And we use that term to describe ourselves, sinner. And I want to recognize, you know, there is a scriptural basis for that. Paul refers to himself as the chief of sinners. But I think it's crucial to notice he doesn't always call himself that. So we recognize, yes, we are sinners in the sense that we sin. But just as Paul does not constantly refer to himself that way, I don't think it's good for us to refer to ourselves that way either. Because, again, scripturally, yes, a sinner is someone who sins, but it also seems to be someone who does more than just sin. Let me read this to you. This is James chapter 5, verse 20. See if you notice what we learn about sinners in James 5, verse 20. James 5, verse 20 says, "Let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." Whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. In other words, a sinner is not just someone who sins. A sinner is someone who is out there, not part of the ecclesia, who is not part of God's family, and is wandering around. They don't have guidance. And so what this indicates, I think, is that when we come to the ecclesia, when we join God's family, we go from being a sinner to a saint. Let me read to you 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 18. 1 Peter 4, 18, I think, shows us a similar understanding of sinner that James does. 1 Peter 4, 18 says, "And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner?" The ungodly and the sinner. See how those two ideas are brought together, paralleled? And so, yes, Paul says that he was the chief of sinners. And I think we can't forget that we need mercy because we sin. And we so strongly wish that we didn't. But I don't think we should consistently remind ourselves that, oh, I'm just a sinner. Or, well, we're all sinners. Because I don't think that's how God sees us. When we join God's family, the overwhelming blessing that we are given is that instead of being sinners, we are now seen as saints. We are part of His holy ones. We are part of His treasured possession. And that is not something that we can let ourselves forget. And so, this podcast is for all the saints in all the world, that it might encourage you and help you to focus on that day when the holiness that we are given now from God becomes a full and complete and physical reality, and we will be with Him. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.